And it's late, so let's get started with the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Sharon Brown?
Here.
Roberta Eidman?
Here.
Stephen Franz?
Here.
Sandy Childs, did I call you? Okay. Jan Goodman's not here yet. Ricardo Hernandez. Steve Kaiser. Doug Kriegel. Maggie LaPique.
Here.
Barbara Marbach. Barbara.
Barbara's here.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Ray Sapor. Leslie Radford. Dorothy Wright. Myla Reeson. Adam Rice.
Presente.
Mansoor Sabah.
Here.
Paul Song. Fernando Velasquez.
Presente.
Sabina Virgo.
Here.
And Lisa Wong.
Here.
Okay. Barbara Marbach, is she here? Or is she? There she is. Okay.
There she is now.
Okay. We do have quorum. Yeah. Okay. Are there any excused absences?
Barbara's here.
Right, I got.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no excused absences. Do I hear a motion to seat our secretary who's volunteered?
Oh, excused absences, no. Sorry.
I make such a motion.
Okay, and that motion is to seat?
Michael Adler as the secretary.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any objections?
No. Because I don't know. How does that happen?
Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
It's passed by consensus that Michael Adler will now be our secretary.
Just because I'm new. How is this position appointed, elected? I don't know this. So I'm asking. I'm sorry.
The secretary and the treasurer are two positions that do not require membership to the local station board. So a person not on the local station board may serve as the secretary and or treasurer.
And so I'm just asking because I don't know.
Point of personal privilege. Whoever's in charge of the sound, can we adjust the sound to get this delay and feedback fixed?
And
it's really annoying.
Point of order, if we could get more quiet in the gallery.
Is this better?
We don't know.
Check.
I'll talk.
Okay, go ahead.
I was asking as a new member how, just because I don't know, how the seating happens and if there are many people who apply. I just don't know. I'm asking for a point of clarification.
No.
The seating of the secretary was the question because we just seated the secretary. So typically the secretary would have been seated at our last meeting when we elected the other officer positions, but because nobody was interested in applying to the position, we were operating without a secretary. So we reached out and Michael has kindly offered his services, and we're kindly accepting those services, basically. By consensus, we're seating him as secretary.
Thank you.
Jamie. Unexcused absences. Dorothy sent us a note for a lot of people.
Okay. Typically, what happens is when people come late, we just mark them present.
Oh.
We'll see how that goes. Okay. Do we have any volunteers to be timekeeper? Steve and Mansoor. The normal.
And I'll be rude.
Okay. Thank you.
Who was the second person who voted?
It was Steve Kaiser and Mansoor Sabah will be our timekeepers.
company. Just
I'm glad you're on the
phone. Okay. Myla and Dorothy, I have some packets for you up here if you want to get them. And if we can mark Myla Reason and Dorothy Reich present. Thank you. Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting, the LSB minutes?
Motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Is there any opposition to approving the local station board minutes from last month? Hearing none, minutes are approved. Correct. These are the local station board minutes. We will approve the delegate minutes during the delegates assembly.
Okay.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda that was passed out?
Motion to approve.
I have a
second. Okay.
I would like.
Okay. Point of order, could you ask the gallery to quiet down? Or if it's the board.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody, so that we can all hear each other. Thank you. Whatever is going on.
Okay.
They're
messing with that.
Okay, so that's about the sound. I wanted to try and do that a little quieter, okay? I would like to add an agenda item about the time of our meeting. And ask, sorry, again, I don't know procedure too well here. I would like to ask that the meeting be changed from the third Sunday to the second. But I would like the time put on the, I would like to add that to the agenda.
A point of information, I didn't understand. From the third to the second
Sunday.
Okay.
We currently meet on the third Sunday of the month, is my understanding. I would like to add a point to the agenda, seeing if we can change that meeting to the second Sunday of the month.
You might want to talk to Lydia about what the scheduling is here, whether it's available the second Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to add the setting of the meeting under closing business. So that's an item added to the agenda. That will be item B under 6, closing business. Next meeting time. Set next meeting. Okay. Any other suggestions for changes to the agenda? I have a motion to approve the agenda. Is there a second to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda has been approved.
I was writing on somebody else's. But we know set meeting time. Okay.
Time certain to recess for delegates assembly. It's scheduled for 2:00. Okay. Second?
Well,
we're following the agenda. We're on item G under call to order, opening business, set time certain to recess for delegates assembly.
Point of information. As what members are not here?
Paul Song and Jan Goodman. That is correct. And Leslie Radford as the ex officio member.
Oh, you need one.
There's no microphone.
Can we move one of those microphones from this side of the room to the other side? Thank you.
I'd like to. Hello, is this on?
Shh.
Okay. Dorothy, you have the floor.
I'd like to move that we change the date for the time for the LSB meeting, for the delegates meeting to 2:30 to make sure that all the people who had to vote in the Democratic Party elections get here.
Okay, so we move that we recess.
I'd like to amend that.
For the delegates assembly for 2:30. We have a second. Mr. Aaron?
I wanted to amend it to 3 because looking at the traffic to get here from there and everything.
An accident.
And we can move business up like
right.
The GM report, et cetera.
Accept that amendment.
Okay, that's a friendly amendment. So any objections to setting the time certain to recess for delegates assembly to 3 o'clock?
I don't see the GM. How are we going to do the GM report early?
I saw her 2 seconds ago.
She's here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, well, so was that an objection or not?
Yeah, that's an objection.
Okay, so then we're going to need to vote on that amendment, on that motion.
I mean, can we? I have no problem with setting it for 2:30 because I think that's what's on the schedule pretty much. I know she'll at least be here by then, but I don't know how we would kill time until then unless we're just going to have a talk.
Okay.
This is an important vote, and we can't vote without members who are on their way.
Hold on. Let me call the people one at a time. Grace?
Well, the procedure for the voting is the candidates need to make a statement first, then they need to be asked questions, then there's public comment. So there's a lot of leeway in there for people to arrive. If we start at 2:30, they can arrive at 3 o'clock and still be just in the beginning of the process.
One of the candidates who has to make a public statement isn't even here yet. Jan's not here. She's a candidate.
Okay. But the staff election on the agenda is first.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I move that we do not have the delegate election until all the members who are coming are here.
Well, that'd be a new amendment, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Withdraw my first amendment to this and my first motion, and I move that we do not start the election for the listener delegates until all listener delegates who are running or voting are here.
Okay, one moment. We're kind of jumping ahead here. The motion on the floor is setting the time certain to recess for the delegates assembly. Now we've had 2:30. We had a friendly amendment to 3 o'clock. Hold on one moment. Myla?
Yeah, my question is, did you mean to say the time that we convene or recess?
The time that we recess the local station board meeting to convene the delegates assembly. Okay. Now, we had an objection to the 3 o'clock starting time, so we need to vote.
I think she withdrew the 3 o'clock.
I believe that Dorothy withdrew the 2. Okay. Dorothy, would you like to restate your motion as amended?
I move that we don't start until all the voting members are here who we know are coming.
Okay. The item of business on the floor is what time are we going to set the time certain to recess for the delegates assembly?
So if we do it at 3 o'clock, we'll be sure everybody's here. We could.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay, Ali, you've been waiting?
Yes.
Can you use the microphone, please?
To the maker of the motion.
Microphone, please.
Is there anyone in contact with these people to know that they actually are coming here?
And if Paul Song has.
Can I finish my question?
Yeah.
And if so, can you ask them to give you an estimated time of arrival?
Well, Paul Song has left the library and is on his way, but there was a big accident and it's hard to get on the 405. So he's left from Santa Monica Library at 1:42. Where's Jan?
Is that Santa Monica?
So you don't. So no one knows the whereabouts or ETA of Jan.
Okay. Let's vote on the motion that's on the floor, Mr. Secretary.
Wait, I'm confused as to what the motion is.
The motion. The motion is for 3 o'clock. The motion is to recess the local station board meeting at 3 o'clock so that we can convene the delegates assembly.
I had my hand up. I wanted to be on the queue in favor of that. Okay. If the people, we can always make a motion prior to 3 o'clock.
To
walk, you know, to
okay.
change.
Okay, so...
3 o'clock is just a time certain.
I call the question.
The question has been called. So when we vote, basically, if you can just take the numbers of the vote down. All those in favor of the motion to recess at 3 o'clock, please raise your hands. And if you can count them.
Could you make sure your hand is raised or lowered? Okay.
Raise your hand.
14 approved.
Okay. All opposed?
None opposed?
Abstain. I got two. We've got one over there.
Oh, one opposed?
Mm-hmm. Abstain?
5 of 6. Everyone, can you raise your hand distinctly?
Come on. Sharon.
Can you see me?
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 6 abstain.
Okay, so the motion does pass. We have a time certain of 3 o'clock to recess. Set time certain to adjourn the local station board. Do I hear a motion for setting a time certain to adjourn the local station board meeting?
Will we be done with the delegates thing by then?
Okay, and that's what we're setting right now.
There you are, yeah.
Okay, so...
Is that jam?
So on the agenda, I noticed that we have 90 minutes for the local station board meeting and 75 for the delegates assembly. I want to say that if we add up those minutes, 50, no, that's correct. So it's almost 3 hours, okay? So if we started at 1:30, which we did, and we started late, 1:30 plus 3, if I count on my fingers, which I often do, it's 4:30.
I move for 4:30.
Okay. I have a second for 4:30. Is anyone opposed to setting time certain for 4:30? Hearing no objections, it is so set. Jan, I have a packet for you up here. Jan Goodman has arrived. Okay. At this point, we are able to take public comments.
I don't want to. No. The other one has a longer cable on it.
That's why I ended all that.
We can put you on the agenda.
So public members wishing to speak, if you could just line up behind
Are you on the segment?
Our former secretary here.
John, speak.
Hi, my name is John, KPFK listener sponsor. One of the most important responsibilities and duties that this board has is the ability to conduct a search for candidates for the position of program director. It's called the program director search process. Our current program director is an interim program director, and he's held that post as on an interim basis for 8, 9, 10 years. So we need to have a successful PD search process so we can have a permanent program director. Whether you want to keep the one we have or have a new one, that person needs to be permanent. Now, this board, and it's the previous board in 2016, passed a motion which they said we will not have a PD search process. From what I can tell, this was done because there was an assumption that the current GM would make a bad choice or someone, something like that. Well, that's the risk you take in a democracy, right? So whether, so please.
No crosstalk, please.
Please make use of one of your, rescind that motion, find someone who voted for it, rescind that motion, establish a PD search process. There's plenty of people here. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We're coming up with a new FCC head. When KPFK started streaming 12, 13 years ago, we had 10 possible streams, and they were expensive. Everyone in 10,000 square miles could listen to us for the same cost as one set of ears. Most people are using their cell phone. Half of Google's searches right now are coming from portable devices in your hand. So we all have phones. 94% to 96% of the current phones have a chip that listens to FM terrestrial radio, not satellite radio, not feed from your internet. That's not a data cost for you. I said 96% of the current phones. Less than 65% of the current vendors that you buy your phone service from are willing to activate your FM radio chip in your phone. That means most of us can't listen to FM radio for free, no data, no anything, with our phone because our providers refuse to activate the chip that's in our phone.
Hi, everybody. In my time here on the board, I tried to emphasize the fact that, you know, we as a group need to look beyond, you know, minor factional fights or turf battles to understand that we're in the midst of a very dynamic, changing situation, which KPFK, because of its strength of its broadcast signal, has the potential to respond to. And it would be very nice if, you know, amongst these battles, we can understand that KPFK really needs to have a science program devoted specifically to alerting the public of those threats to our existence. I have about a dozen, a little over a dozen copies. I don't have one for everybody. Of Dr. Reese Halter, who often appears in the Huffington Post, latest missive about the death of the oceans. And anybody who's interested, please raise your hand, and I'll give you one.
Who could not be interested?
Yeah.
Thank you, folks.
Will there be public comment before you vote on the PNB?
I don't think it's in the thing.
We're in the midst of a state of
things. Okay, no crosstalk, please. Michael, you've got the floor.
Yeah, I was asking, do you have public comment before you vote on the PNB delegates, directors?
This is it.
We will make that available.
There'll be a separate public comment period before you vote? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay. So we're looking at the installation on January 20th of a presidential administration that has naked white supremacists and fascists in its ranks. And I think that people need to take very seriously the threat to freedom of speech, public radio, Trump ran as a law and order candidate, and law and order has always been a code word for white supremacy and attacks on the black community in particular, anti-blackness. And so I think it's really, really important that the board direct all its efforts to build the capacity of KPFK to respond as a station to that tremendous threat. In particular, there's a standing motion from the Pacifica National Board directing local station boards to engage in fundraising for the stations. And I would urge the KPFK local station board to take it very seriously to figure out strategically how to build the listening audience, how to promote the station, how to raise funds for the station so that we can respond to the kinds of white supremacist and fascist and patriarchal propaganda that's being pushed on all the other airwaves, including National Petroleum Radio.
Thank you. How much time do I have?
90 seconds.
Can we begin?
Okay. Stephen? Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, Christine Blasdell was senior producer at KPFK. Last fund drive raised $185,000. The last day of the drive raised 80% of all fund drive totals on that day. I am here to tell you that we are in an emergency with this station, with this network. Financially, I want your job, because it's a fiduciary duty for the board to make sure that the station is financially okay. I have been laid off. It was a voluntary layoff, yes, but this is during a time when we were cut in half for 5 to 6 months, our salaries were cut. We were told that there's going to be layoffs. Is there anybody here who wants to take a voluntary layoff? I reluctantly raised my hand because I was so worried about this network going bankrupt at that time. I had to take out a loan to live. Since then, we got back to full-time pay, but then the arbitration made us do the layoff thing. I want it to be known that I do not want to leave. I sent out a proposal right at the end of the fund drive. I have not heard one official word back from National or from the local management about bringing me back. If you do not bring me back in some kind of capacity, you're not going to be able to replay my shows. You are going to lose 40 to 50% of your revenue. You need to bring me back in some type of capacity. Smart thing would be for National to bring me back so that all of the stations can do well and not just KPFK. Here's the other reason why I'm very upset, and if I go over, I apologize. I am livid. Because right now, it has been well over a week, I was given my severance and my vacation pay, which I worked damn hard for, and the bank will not accept it. Why? Because there's a legal freeze on our assets. So I'm telling you, you need to find out what those freezes are in our account. Why? My money, Bank of America won't even accept my checks. So I have zero money, I have to borrow from people, I have no job, in a month I might get unemployment. This is coming from your number one fundraiser, and I'm telling you, you need to get on the horn, you need to start demanding answers, and find out financially how the station is going to even survive, how the network is going to survive. I'm sorry, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Bella, please go ahead.
Yes, I am glad that all of you are gathered here. It's a new horizon. KPFK does very well under adversity. Trump will be very good for us. I want a new program director as soon as possible, and he or she must be what? Bilingual. If you do not get a program director bilingual, you are going to have a war at the station. It is high noon that we get someone that can speak the damn languages that are popular within our region, our signal area. If you do not do that, we are not going to be a happy camper at this station and at this board. The other thing is that I want Christine Blasdell to be returned at whatever possible capacity she can be returned. We all know her capabilities, her capacities. I'm sure it can be worked out. We all have to work together, don't we? Thank you.
Muchas gracias, Bella.
Hi. Lydia Brazon. I no longer on the LSB. I happen to be passing the doorway right now, and I heard an issue, which I will address where I am. That's what I am addressing. Okay, so last month, the KPFK account was seized based on a suit that was filed in 2008 when Grace was chair, for a lawsuit that was filed at WBAI in New York. There was a court order that was sent not to the Pacifica National office. I knew nothing about it. It was sent to an attorney that hasn't been the attorney for 3 years, who filed with the court stating that, so we didn't know anything about the seizure order. They go and do a search of our Pacifica accounts. The account with the most money was KPFK. The only account that could cover the close to $100,000 was KPFK. So that $96,000 plus was seized from KPFK. And then that was supposed to be the end of it. There were no more holds on our account. Coming forward, then all of a sudden we discover exactly what just plagued Christine, that there was this continued hold on the account. And we had no idea. I had asked, you know, everything is okay now? Yes, everything's okay with our accounts because they took the money. I have a copy of the order that only said up to the amount they took. There are no other seizure orders that I know of. I said to the bank trying to deal with Christine's issue. And so the last thing that happened, late on Friday, they say they need a letter from me, which I had already sent them an email. Release this money and pay this woman. You have to do it. And I didn't even know we had other vendor checks at that point. So anyway, and they said, oh, no, we need it on letterhead. Okay, so I immediately dropped my work here, you know, print this whole thing on letterhead. I am going to take our account out of B of A if they do not only reimburse Christine, all of our vendors, issue an official letter of apology, waive all fees for us and for Christine's personal account, issue a personal apology to the individuals whose checks were not honored. And, you know, the reason that the checks were even out of KPFK rather than the national office was because, A, we have more money than the national office, and we didn't want to delay Christine's being paid in a timely fashion. So I can't tell you. I was beside myself, and I kept calling them as well on Friday, and they weren't there, of course, late on Friday. Who knows where they are? But
No,
I mean, no, it has to be resolved first thing Monday morning. They have to do it because I am going to take the money out of there. If worse comes to worse, we'll pay her out of archives or something. Archives is not touched because it is at Wells Fargo. When the national office was here in Los Angeles, since the articles of incorporation say the national office is here in Los Angeles, we used to bank at Wells Fargo. And so the accounts that remain there are the archives, which is a part of the national office, and KPFT. And it's a wonderful personal banker there who is far more attentive than the new person assigned to us at Bank of America. So
they've been stealing money every month.
Time?
Wait. Okay, so anyway, so that's what we're going to do. So by hook or by crook, we're going to, you know, wire money, take cash out, whatever it is that we have to do to satisfy this horrendous situation. Anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, no crosstalk right now. This is public comments. We have another person who would like to make public comments.
Hi, my name is Teddy Robinson. I'm a staff member since 2005. And I love hearing what Mr. Brazan said. That is great news, I think. What I would like to say, what Bella said, I agree with. If we're going to have a program director, a new program director eventually, bilingual is a must because we have bilingual programming, and to have somebody that knows what's going on the air and can critique it and knows what's being said is important. I didn't know Christine was going to be. I just came by, and I just got to say that if she's not back, if she doesn't come back, we will be going like here, because she brings in a lot. So the fact that she sends out, she informs that, you know, hey, I have to take this involuntary leave, and we just get like, oh, okay, Christine's leaving, you know, just let her leave. It's crazy, and many of you know this. She wants to do the job. She does a great job. If she's not back, the next fund drive, we may skate by. We may get by. We do play those, which she says we shouldn't. But the next one, we will all see that it won't happen. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
I've been banking with One United, which is a black bank, for 22 years. I run the Green Party of California through One United. I run my personal account and the church account. Several of the politicians in L.A., the black politicians, have their accounts in One United. Their home office is in Boston. They have a bank in Florida and several in Los Angeles. And their theme for the last year has been Black Money Matters, which is just as rude as it sounds. So I'm suggesting, I had to move the green accounts out of Wells Fargo They were just ripping us, writing checks all over the country against our accounts. We opened that in 96. By the time we were done, we had 7 accounts in Wells Fargo, and they were all just upside down. So we walked.
Okay, that's all the time we have for public comments at this time. Mr. Secretary, I'd like to note that Paul Song has arrived. Do I hear a motion to recess the LSB meeting?
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing no objections, we are recessed and ready to go into our delegates' assembly.